African Voice News, the Global Link.
Government urged to introduce accessible inflation-linked savings instruments. Government assures nation of locust control measures ahead of rain season. On flotilla carrying aid and activists to Gaza departs Tunisia. Good evening. To present the 18 hours main news, I'm Chimba Chiloba. Financial expert John Sambaombe has called on the government to introduce accessible inflation-linked savings instruments for ordinary Zambians to help them grow their savings in a secure and sustainable way. He noted that such measures would provide ordinary citizens with a realistic opportunity to protect and grow their money in the face of rising living costs. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Osaka, Mr. Sambaombe urged the government to also prioritize support for key sectors of the economy by ensuring the availability of silos, cold chains and affordable financing for farmers, millers, transporters and marketeers. He further recommended the development of small-scale retail savings products that are accessible via mobile money platforms and other digital channels, making it easier for more Zambians to participate in formal savings and investment. The government must ensure that the majority of Zambians realizes clear investment saving plans that are motivating into empowering them as a way to turn energy deficits into powerful solutions that will help in reducing current economic challenges, said Mr. Sambaombe.
Just having unseen power for 3 hours, it's a huge challenge. While households and small businesses suffer, you know, and yet we keep exporting power, even as our people are left to burn charcoal and watch their businesses collapse. This is a reality. This is not just about power, it is about dignity, food security, and our economy's lifeblood.
Gospel artist and community evangelist William Sambea has called on the church to invest in and add value to gospel artists, emphasizing their critical role in advancing ministry through artistic expression. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Osaka, Mr. Sambea stressed that gospel music is a powerful tool for evangelism and should be treated as an essential component of ministry. He urged the church to recognize and support the artistic gifts of those involved in spreading the gospel, particularly in undeserved communities. The church is our home and we want it to help us grow our God-given art so it can reach its highest potential, said Mr. Sambea. He added that gospel artists are natural evangelists as their music draws people to the church and creates opportunities for spiritual engagement. Mr. Sambea said the church should be at the forefront of nurturing and branding upcoming artists into responsible and influential figures within ministry as a strategy to enhance its impact in local communities and strengthen the overall mission of evangelism.
Even ngoma churches might much okay ramatum, they don't really honor us because of maybe we are coming from the same area. But I feel like, you know, it's not about that we want them to be giving us money or what, but even through the invitations and come on check a transport, at least it can help you. You know, we have teams we minister with, we have musicians, we have backing vocalists as well. Then above all, we also have families. They'll invite you, yes, but they don't consider to say, oh, this person has got the family.
The Ministry of Agriculture has assured the nation that the government has taken precautionary measures to safeguard the country's crops, fauna and flora, as well as to protect grass for domestic use against potential threats posed by locusts. In a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today, Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Zulu says the ministry has successfully mapped out areas that are naturally prone to locust outbreaks through monitoring and surveillance to ensure early detection and rapid response. All officers in districts across central, southern and western provinces have undergone specialized training in locust control, said Mr. Zulu. Mr. Zulu said this will ensure that technical teams at district level are well equipped with skills to manage any potential locust threat. He expressed optimism that with the measures put in place, the locust population will continue to be effectively managed. The ministry has further reaffirmed its commitment to safeguarding national food security and protecting the livelihoods of farmers by remaining vigilant, proactive and responsive in addressing crop protection challenges.
The natural breeding areas for locusts are currently under intensive monitoring and surveillance to ensure early detection and rapid response. We are pleased to inform the public that no damage has been recorded so far on crops and the situation remains firmly under control. As government, we remain optimistic that with the measures in place, the red locust population will continue to be effectively managed.
Mary's Mills, a non-government organization, NGO, has disclosed that it has expanded its feeding program to all the 153 schools in Kasama District in collaboration with the Department of Education in the area. Mary's Mills Region Manager Panji Kajani says the expansion of the feeding program is as a result of the impact it has so far yielded in the district. Zanis reports that Mr. Kajani, who visited selected schools in the district, disclosed that the program, which started in Kasama in June this year, has been present in 50 schools, successfully feeding over 18,000 pupils. Mr. Kajani stated that with the rollout of the program to all the 153 schools, it will support over 80,000 pupils in Kasama. He has since commended the community for being proactive and supporting the implementation of the program in schools. In African news, an international activist flotilla seeking to break the Israeli blockade of Gaza left Tunisia on Saturday after a stopover in the North African country marked by weather delays and suspected drone attacks. The Global Sumud Flotilla, which includes Swedish activist Greta Thunberg and former Barcelona mayor Ada Colau, is aiming to sail Gaza with around 20 boats carrying a symbolic amount of humanitarian aid for Palestinians in Gaza. The group say their vessels were attacked on both Monday and Tuesday night last week by drones that dropped projectiles which caused fires on the boats. Coming up shortly, Foreign Secretary says the first six children have left Gaza for the UK. Listen more, stay tuned.
Anyone can get malaria, but those most at risk include people living in or traveling to areas with high incidences of malaria. Groups most vulnerable to malaria include the chronically ill, people living with HIV and AIDS, TB, etc., children under 5 years of age, the elderly, and pregnant women.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Let Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The first group of critically ill and injured Palestinian children set to receive NHS treatment have left Gaza and are expected to arrive in the UK in days. They are the first children to be brought to the UK for treatment as part of a government operation being coordinated by the Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office, Home Office and Department of Health. Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper confirmed the children had been evacuated from Gaza in an interview with the Daily Mirror newspaper. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Financial expert John Sambaombe